coach of the Texas Longhorns. About facing Arkansas and not attending Arkansas. I guess he was asked about during the teleconference just then.
No, I wasn't a good enough athlete at that time. I was really small to go to Arkansas, but, you know, I had a chance and just growing up there. And, you know, you're a Razorback fan because there's really only school that the major colleges you had in that state at the time. But then I saw a lot of matchups with Texas, but, you know, really excited about playing.
As you know, he's a proud Central Arkansas Bear.
Yeah.
He's in the Hall of Honor up there, much like you are at Arkansas.
Is he? Bear down, bear down.
I think Charlie's selling himself a little short. He's a bad man. He and Monte Coleman, a couple of former Bears. Pretty awesome. It's true.
MC?
Yeah, that's right, babe. That's right. All the cool guys went there. You know,
Scottie Pippen, you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I have heard of him. I've never actually had a conversation with him, but I've given him many opportunities.
Russ Pennell, you ever heard of him?
Yes, actually. He's a guy I've gotten to know quite well. Big fan. So, there you go.
That's good. Charlie Strong is definitely a guy where, I think I read a Brett Bielema quote, he's one of the good guys in the profession, does it the way it should be done.
I love
Nobody
his,
can say that.
I loved his quote from early in the season after he kicked up a couple other knuckleheads. He said, if 80 guys can do it right, why can't 85? Good point.
Yeah. He is the kind of guy where, you know, you send your 18-year-old there,
mm-hmm.
4 years later, he's going to come back a better man.
I gave that my 14-year-old that speech yesterday.
Didn't work. Send him to Charlie Strong camp.
That's the camp I want to go to. I told you I want to drop him off at Dave Van Horn's house and then get him back as grown men.
It'll
be much better off.
I will say this. I love Charlie Strong. And I think he preaches like those four principles that Roger Goodell, for some reason, felt the need to travel down to Austin, Texas to have Charlie Strong go through those four principles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, treat women the right way.
Right. It's like, don't do drugs.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, guy?
Yeah.
Okay,
also,
Roger.
It's also called common sense camp.
Yeah. If you didn't learn that in Sunday school, okay, then you need to go back and reevaluate everything that's going on in your life.
I do think Charlie is widely respected, though, and it's certainly great to have him as an example of Arkansas.
Oh, no question.
Batesville native. The only bad thing, of course, is that he's at Texas now, so we have to root against him. But
two most famous people from Batesville. Go ahead.
Mark Martin and Charlie Strong.
Could you have two?
And my buddy Ernie's wife. She's the most important one to
Ernie
him.
P?
Ernie P's wife's from there.
Ernie P wrangled a Batesville girl?
And Uncle Stump, who is Brad Teague's uncle. He's up there.
Oh, and don't forget...
Our
big
Aunt Ellen.
No, what? Our big buddy, who's the Mark Martin's guy at the dealership. Bo or Mo, anyway.
Obviously, we're
thinking
tight.
About you.
Yeah.
But how
hey,
about
Bo.
That?
Bo, Mo, Joe, slow, foe, go, guy.
All you guys.
You're my guy.
Bubba.
You're my guy.
Flubba.
Oh,
all
we're tight.
Guys.
We're tight because I don't know your
all
name.
All my Batesville guys.
We're close. Speaking of, we have a racing birthday today in our birthday trivia coming up later. ASU's headed to the GoDaddy Bowl versus Toledo. Bummer for Texas State, but I won't lose any sleep over them. Poor John Thompson
Kurt
keeps
Bush.
Getting screwed. No. John Thompson keeps getting screwed over, poor guy. I am holding my nose at the arrogance of the college football, saying that only four teams should have a chance to play for a championship despite the fact that six or more have a valid claim to an opportunity. But that's the way it is now. Hopefully they'll fix it in the not-too-distant future. Big jockstrap today to Bob Bowlesby for pulling a Vandevelde, who is the athletic director at Louisiana Tech, and while holding out for a better opportunity for his school, screwed them out of any bowl opportunity in recent years. It happens. Also saw a story about Michigan. Michigan wants Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh's got to want to get out of San Francisco today after losing to the freaking Raiders yesterday. Are you kidding me, Jim Harbaugh? Huge jockstrap to Jim Harbaugh and the San Francisco 49ers. But they are saying that Jim Harbaugh is returning with unrequited love and not with
terrible.
A, yes, I'd love to take the job. So what do you say to that?
I just think that where the smoke, there's fire, obviously, and I just think it's two very stubborn people.
That's not always true. What if somebody fatted?
But don't you look at Harbaugh and think, yeah, he's a pretty stubborn guy.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to accept that it didn't work out. You're not a failure. You know, Harbaugh, hey, you're not a failure.
No.
You had a lot of success.
Your quarterback sucks. That's your problem. That's not your fault.
Right. Well, yeah, it just didn't work out. Sometimes it doesn't work out. There are some of the greatest coaches in the world, okay? Coach K, Dean Smith, those guys didn't start out well, and they got it rolling.
True.
And there are some coaches where Bill Belichick fell on his face in Cleveland.
Right.
It didn't work out. That's not an indictment on you.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to change the scenery.
I want to say this,
too. He had a lot of success there. Look at what they've done last few years.
San Francisco had gone to back-to-back championship games and went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And I sat there and told everybody last year, what did I say? Kaepernick
Cap sucks.
Is not a championship quarterback. And they're like, well, maybe they got there in spite of his performances. He's not a championship quarterback. And I'd like to quote the great philosopher, Toby Keith, when I say, how do you like me now? I told you so. How do you like me now?
I like you just the same as when you said it before.
I don't think Toby Keith said I told you so, though. But anyway, my point is, he ain't a championship quarterback, and Harbaugh needs to go to Michigan, revive that program. It would be
a legend.
A great thing for him.
And then look at Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's a perfect example. Had it rolling, went to the Patriots back in the late 90s, sucked it up, went to USC, got it rolling, and then went back to the NFL.
Yeah.
Won the Lombardi Trophy.
Sure did.
There's a lot of ways to do it, and he's just got to realize I can't be hard-headed.
I have one more game ball, one more jockstrap, then we're going to talk to JK, and then Pat's going to fill us in on what in the hell happened yesterday in Clemson. Game ball first. Do you want good news or bad news first?
Bad.
Well, I'm going to give you the good news, because my jockstrap leads us right into the Razorback basketball commentary. Game ball to former Razorback wide receiver Jarius Wright. Another NFL reminder.
Good kid.
Of why it's a lot easier to look good as a quarterback when you've got really good receivers around you. Overtime, Minnesota wins it on this play.
Three receivers right, one left. Teddy, shotgun, big blitz, fires right to Jarius Wright on the screen. Gets loose at the 15, he's to the 25-30, and Jarius Wright is loose! 30-20, game-winning touchdown! From 87 yards out, and the Vikings walk
Woo-hoo! I like it. Game ball, Jarius Wright. Jockstrap to not the coaches, not the players, but the broadcaster. Stan Heath is still costing the Razorbacks game.
Stan the man.
His horrible karma yesterday spread all over Arkansas. If you smelled that stench from Clemson, it was Stan Heath, and he jinxed
on.
The Hogs yesterday. I heard he was on the broadcast, I instantly had this reaction, and I guarantee a lot of you listeners did too.
Come on.
I know at the end of the day he really has no impact, but as soon as I heard that he was going to be in the building calling the game, I'm thinking, first of all, appropriate that you're no longer a coach. Second, I thought, you're not personable enough to be a broadcaster. And third, I thought, bad jinx for Arkansas, and it turned out to be true. They blew it.
I thought he was pretty good.
I didn't think he did a terrible
job.
He's not he's not real energetic. He's not very dynamic, but he's insightful. If you're a Division I basketball coach, insightful. You know your way around. Yeah.
And he wasn't afraid to. There's one thing about, I think those guys don't understand.
He wasn't afraid to criticize Arkansas. He shouldn't have been. He wouldn't criticize them enough when he was there.
No, but he really kind of just let it out. You know,
I thought he was fine.
Back. He wasn't trying to hold back at all.
No, I thought he did a good job.
At the core of it, he is a really good dude, man. He is a really good dude.
Is he?
He is.
Okay.
He is the kind of person that...
I can't hang out with Stan. Stan ain't my guy.
No, he's a good dude. I found him to be very trustworthy.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that he's kind of a weasel, but that's just me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lot of his issues came from the fact he came into a very, very broken situation. I mean, he came into a toxic... How do you fall? You're falling with Nolan Richardson after all that.
That's it.
He came into a toxic... he was very guarded.
When you're a longtime girlfriend and you break up, typically, the next guy's not going to be the guy.
Oh, my God.
Stan Heath was the next guy.
Just like, how are you going to be the guy that follows even Nick Saban? Even if Nick Saban bows out gracefully, how are you going to be that guy?
That's hard. You're right. No, there's no question.
And it was toxic, too.
Well, anyway, jockstrap Stan Heath. I don't care.
Fine.
I still don't like him.
His son, I think, plays for Georgia Tech. Does that change anything?
If his son runs for president, we'll talk. JK.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I don't remember.
Hey, Pat, I wanted to ask you a question, and first I'll make a comment. You're exactly right, man. How do you follow Nolan? But I don't think Stan Heath ever had control of that program over there. He just didn't seem like a Nolan type where he put his foot down.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to ask you, Pat, after this many years that, you know, Anderson's been there, 3 years now?
This is fourth year, yes.
Fourth. Who's the real field general up there? Do we really have a true point guard that comes out and says, look, here's what we're going to do? And
Well,
Madden is, you know, the guy. But who is the guy up there? Because I don't see anybody in charge on that floor at all the time, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank
Thanks for the call. I heard Kai Madden, Pat. I read on the line today. Kai Madden's changing his name to Brandon Allen. He is taking all the abuse today.
You know, it's tough because going into the season, you know, there was a transfer, junior college guy, point guard in Durham. And you know, the talk was, well, now Kai Madden's going to play a little off guard, and at 6'5", that's his natural position. Naturally.
Not to mention.
He's an on-ball guy.
You got a freshman guy that you feel pretty good about.
Sure, and I guess you never want to say, well, this freshman's going to come in and is going to be the answer to our point guard.
Let me tell you something.
Situation.
I don't know much. You're the basketball guy, but I do know this.
Sad.
I looked on the floor last night, late in the game. And not only is a walk-on on the floor, but the frickin' walk-on's the only one making plays late.
Well, you talk
game
about
ball
Manny Watkins.
To Manny Watkins, who I had some doubts about, especially on the offensive end. No question, he's a hustler. He's a talented defensive player. I had some questions, but offensively, he drives right in, goes high off the glass. Nice little kiss.
All right, just to be clear with Manny Watkins, he's the coach's son, so he gets his school paid for. Automatic. I mean, he makes enough money. So, yes, he's a walk-on, but he probably would have got a scholarship to a number of schools.
Really? Okay.
I mean, he could play. I mean, you look at him.
Well, his dad was a heck of a player. Genetically, he comes by
Charlotte,
pretty honestly. Yeah.
So, he's a Division I scholarship guy.
Okay.
Not maybe what you would think, but he's one of those guys that obviously he's got – his dad's a coach, high IQ guy.
Sure.
But that's all you need. At the end of that game,
do
you know what you need? You just need somebody to be able to catch the ball, number one, protect the ball, number two, because guess what? They're gonna foul and be able to shoot free throws. You're up four with less than a minute. That all the game is only even if you use 35 seconds on your shot clock and you miss a shot, you are still up four. They come back. They get a foul.
Yeah. Hey, That's do you bad. Think that? Coach Anderson went over to the sideline and drew up the play where they wait until the last second and then throw the ball into the other team. Was that part of the plan?
No.
Do you think he taught them in any way to turn the ball over and then take a horrific shot followed by that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was just asking because some people were all over Coach.
Someone was hammering you, I saw
that. Well, then they were all over Coach. I'm like, he doesn't teach that. I've watched them play enough to know end of game situation, he does not go to the board and go, okay, look, wait till he gets to the count of four and throw it to the other team. Let him make a layup, and then we're going to go ahead and screw up at the end, too. And then we'll go to overtime and lose.
You know what he says? He goes, okay, I got a senior. Hey, take care of the ball, fellas.
By the way, Madden had, a very good year last year. I thought he was very improved from the year before.
Well, I mean, you can even look at him throughout this year and look at his turnover. I mean, that was uncharacteristic. I mean, that was about as – that was uncharacteristic for him, but that was bad. I mean, that was just – that's not going to happen again.
No, that's high school.
They didn't even have – really true pressure, I would call it.
No.
But you know what's interesting, though? Earlier on in the second half, well, not earlier on, but at the end of the second half, when Clemson did try to dial up the pressure a little bit, they had a half-court trap.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel like instead of attacking and making them pay for that, the Hogs were just trying to – they were going east-west instead of north-south. And that's a football term, but it's also – in basketball as well, if they throw you a press on you, you can attack them and make them pay, and they didn't do that.
Second straight game, they're not turning the other team over in any significant way. Arkansas had seven steals in the game yesterday, but they had seven balls stolen from them as well. They only had, I think they forced 10 or 11 turnovers is all. That's not enough in Arkansas's game, right? I mean, they 13 turnovers for Arkansas, 14 by Clemson. They need to force some more turnovers if they're going to win, and we had the same problem in the game before we saw. So...
You know what Clemson did have, though, and you kind of saw it at the end of the game? They have a point guard on the other side of things. The kid, he took care of the ball.
Well, you had back-to-back games like that.
And the Clemson kid I'm talking about.
No, I know, but you had back-to-back games where if they're not going to turn it over, it makes it tough on you as a team to get those easy transition baskets that you were living on early.
That's no question, and no question. And if you're not going to turn a team over, that means, guess what? You have to value your possessions. That's one thing that Arkansas has always been able to do. Is
well, no, but we talked about
you create a lot of possessions.
You're right. You don't have to value them because you're going to get a bunch of them.
Right.
They didn't get as many.
And they probably had maybe two good possessions in the first half. In the second half, they came out, got it down low to Bobby Portis, and you saw a big difference in the second half of the first half because they value possessions.
Top 5 3-point shooting team starting the week, and they were 5 of 16, I think, yesterday. So not good.
But I knew that they weren't going to be a great shooting team. Sure. We all knew that.
I expected that.
I mean, their deal starts on the defensive end to create their offense, and then they got to be patient offensively and get it to Buck. Although I was, you want a positive?
Sure, I'd love
one. Okay, I'll give you a positive. Bobby Portis did what we want him to do. On the road, coming off of, you know, back-to-back, couple days again off the road, and he offensively did what we've never had since, I can't even think the last time we had a guy that you can throw it to him and say, go get us a bucket. And he did it multiple
Joe Johnson.
Times. Even Joe. Joe was, you know, still 6'7", and still kind of grown. You know, Joe Johnson now wasn't Joe Johnson then.
Right. I think he was better at getting buckets at that level than he is now, but that's me.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so skilled. But Bobby is that skilled. Bobby can, at 6'11", he takes the other center. I mean, he's 6'11", so the other center is covering him at the three-point line, and he's 1-2 dribbles finger rolling it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a positive. Like, if you want everything else aside, I know it sucks, I hate it, but you look at what he can do, and that's the kind of things that are going to get you a W when you're on the road at Auburn, Alabama on a Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday night, and it's cold, and you can throw it to him and say, Bobby, help us out, bud.
He does appear to be that guy. Let me play a quick clip from Coach Anderson. We got a call.
And I apologize to the guys when I went in the locker room. That was clearly on this coach here. You know, I didn't get the right guys out there at the right time. We're up forward 40 seconds with the ball, and all you got to do, most times we talked about committing to finishing this year, and that's one of those instances where you got to go ahead and finish the game off. Now, big guys came off the bench and gave us some good minutes. I thought Jabril, and maybe this is a game where, you know what, I've got to get him out there on the floor to help manage with the basketball, because that's what it came down to.
A little more Durham, a little less turnover.
No, I know, and you know what? He knows he's going to need Kai Madden. He's going to need him, mm-hmm. and so he's going to take
I'm
it on
down.
His shoulders.
He played poorly yesterday, made some bad decisions late. I thought, no offense, I mean, I'm not knocking the kid, but Alandis Harris had a bad combination. He took a terrible shot.
Just
and
then
he came back, made a bad foul. I mean, a guy that you expect to know better.
Yeah, you're not a freshman. You're a senior.
Yeah.
In
Jose.
Hey, what's up?
Hottie, Toddy, we need all the SEC teams to represent. They got some tough matchups, man.
Yeah, I mean, that Rebel playing the TCU, I'm not too fired up about that. But anyway, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, you got the Horny and the Horny Frogs. I mean, my goodness. Okay. Where's my girl Shelby Herring on her vodka water when I need her?
You?
Same. Hey, Justin.
Sir?
Being a Big Ten guy like you are, right?
Big 12.
Would you have ever expected the Wisconsin-Ohio State game Saturday like it turned out to be?
I don't think if they played it 100 times it would ever be like that again. That was a remarkable performance by Ohio State in my hats off.
Unbelievable, yeah. And so now we get Alabama playing Ohio State. So what's your thoughts on that?
They'll kill them.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think they'll murder him, and I think Oregon will handle Florida State by 10, and then we'll have a good championship game, but it's disappointing me because I would have much rather seen TCU play any of these four. It would have been fun.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I guarantee
that.
If you're Alabama, you're going, whew, thank God.
No kidding.
I didn't want to have to play against those dudes. That sucks.
Sure. You get to play against the third-string quarterback. But anyway,
TCU and Baylor's defenses are no joke either. They're much, much improved over previous seasons, and their offense, as we know, give everybody fits.
TCU used to hang the head on that.
Yeah, that's right. Now they're dynamic offensively, too. You want some of that?
Our guy he was at the Bros Award 2-3 years ago.
Yep.
So, Patrick?
Bumpus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about the eventual outcome of the Razorback basketball team this year?
I'm not... I know it seems like the world is coming to an end after losing to Clemson, and yes, Clemson lost to Gardner-Webb. They've been struggling, but... But if I may, come to the defense of the Hogs.
All right.
Yeah, drink the Kool-Aid. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Clemson was, I believe, a 20-win team last year. They went to NIT.
Mm-hmm.
This was a scary game. I'm very surprised that they actually set this up. You come from Iowa State on the road straight to a Sunday on the road Clemson.
I thought after they got shelled that they would right the ship. I thought they would come up with a great performance. They had a huge defensive breakdown late, bad foul by Harris, bad inbounds play, terrible shot selection down the stretch. I mean, just so many things that led to a loss, and you had to do a lot of things wrong to lose. Just like Florida State's making these miracles happen at the end, Arkansas had to make a miracle happen to lose. They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory.
I understand, and here's what I like. Our two best players, Portis and Qualls, were better than anybody Clemson had. Against Iowa State, our best player was about as good as Iowa State's best player. So we have the guys there. And the way the SEC, I'm telling you, the way our schedule sets up, minus playing at Kentucky and at Florida, I like the schedule. I do. Now this, I hate to think that this game would come back and bite us, but it might.
Yeah. Well, listening to Coach Anderson's post-game interview, he indicated that obviously the game at Ohio State, they learned something there, but he said they expected. I thought, based on what I heard him say after the game, he thought he'd probably win this Clemson game. But then when he said today, this was a different type game, and they learned is totally different, learned a lot from it. How do we interpret that?
They learned a lot from this game. Is that what he said? I didn't hear that quote. I would think that.
I mean, it was something like that.
This one here will sting, but I think we'll learn from it, Chuck. To me, that's the beauty of these games early on. I mean, we took on a very good non-conference schedule, and obviously our objective coming in here was to win this game, and it didn't turn out like that. But we learned some things, and this show was a lot different from the Iowa State game.
Right.
What's that? I'll give him that. Look, now you got to do is win a game you weren't supposed to win. Go get one at Florida. Go get one at Kentucky.
Hey,
which
Florida's,
I know, is
not the team we thought they were, too.
No question, but that would be a good, solid win if you can win at Florida in prime time on CBS, noon ball game, New Year's Eve, or January 31st, not December 31st. But, you know, again, that's an opportunity. Or, hey, go beat Kentucky. Somebody needs to.
Ha!
And I can't imagine Stan Heath being a commentator on the show.
Yeah, he wasn't
I
terrible.
Thought he was good.
He did fine. You're right. I'm not knocking him for his, I just, you know, he's not real competitive.
I hear you.
Anyway, Jose, thanks, man.
Later, bro.
Have a good day.
But he is probably like the last guy. Like when it did come on and I saw his face, I was like, no way.
Tomorrow we've got another interesting day. We get the Broyles Award. We'll be over at the Marriott, I assume it is again. And all the coaches will be on this, and we'll carry their speeches from the podium. And among them, Lane Kiffin. I'm really curious to see if he'll come and speak to us. Because, you know, it was very strange. I don't know if you saw the pictures of the SEC championship. He stood way away from the team while they were celebrating the championship. And I don't know why that was. Maybe he didn't want to accidentally get a microphone stuck in his face. Very strange deal, though. I'm going to have to ask him about it if he comes on with us. And, of course, we'll carry his speech from the podium. He can't stop us from doing that.
Ask him about Al Davis.
Who? I'm kidding.
Al Davis.
He's got a, hey, look. Kudos to the Raiders. They won yesterday.
Yep.
Kudos to anybody who goes to Ava Bella Day Spa or online to AvaBellaDayspa.com. In fact, our buddy is coming up here today. That's right.
Who's our buddy?
You know who. Dee's coming by, buddy. Dee's coming by. Yep. Ava Bella Day Spa, 501-954-8888, or you can go online to AvaBellaDayspa.com. Take advantage of their Christmas special, a 30-minute stress reliever massage and custom facial for just $100. Or you can upgrade to a one-hour massage and a custom facial for $125. And guess what? It fits in a stocking, it fits in a card, it fits in a cute little box under an engagement ring, if that's what you want to get her. Listen. Other spa services to choose from as well, skincare, waxing, manicure, pedicure, just to name a few. Hey, go in for a couple's massage. They got it all. 501-954-8888 or online at AvaBellaDayspa.com. Yep, Dee's going to be up with us later on. 11:30 in the zone on the Buzz Radio Network. I need game balls and jock straps, folks. Let's go.
I got a couple.
Oh, really? I'm curious what you have.